Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, August 29th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and once again we want to share a message that we hope will bring hope and encouragement to you. Today's message is titled, The Greatest Blood Donation. And the scripture text is from Colossians 1, verses 19 and 20.
For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross.
John Wiseman is a friend in Springfield, Missouri, who works for the Community Blood Bank. In that area, they are now having blood collection drives in churches on Sundays. I understand the collection period generally follows the service, but John tells me at times it's during the service, and the pastor will ask the people to sit near the back until they are called out. For several years, our church in northern Pennsylvania hosted the Community Blood Drive, but it was during the week. I thought it was interesting that these drives are now held in conjunction with services, and as a pastor, I can sure think of some interesting thoughts I would use to encourage people to participate.
Well, Stephen and I have participated in these blood drives since our college days. It's pretty fascinating and somewhat inspiring to join 10 or 15 adults from all walks of life laying on flat, skinny tables and giving blood, although most now use reclining chairs, which is pretty comfortable. We're willing to accept the small pain and inconvenience, knowing that our blood may very well save another life.
When Esther was little, I took her with me and was able to explain to her what this all meant, since she had benefited many times from donors because of her multiple heart surgeries. We prayed for the people that would be receiving the blood, and we talked about an infinitely greater blood donation.
This blood donation involved God's Son, and was certainly not a source of minor pain or inconvenience. He agonized in great pain and died a horrific death when he voluntarily gave his blood for us. When we give our blood, at best, we will extend another's life for a few bleeps in the span of eternity. His blood was, Jesus' blood, was instrumental in the reconciling of all things and the making of peace between man and God.
In order for my blood to do any good, a recipient must accept it through a transfusion. It won't have any effect sitting in a warehouse. Now, Christ's shed blood has already brought millions into reconciliation and peace with God, who have by faith willingly accepted this provision. Have you? And I've got a portion of a song here that in part prompted this message today. It says, what can wash away our sins? What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can wash us pure as snow? Welcomed as the friends of God, nothing but your blood, nothing but your blood, King Jesus.
Let's pray together. Father, it is only through the sacrificial blood of your Son, Jesus, that my sins are forgiven. Through your fountain of forgiveness, my guilty stains are plunged into the bottom of the ocean to be remembered no more. All the adjectives in the dictionary cannot adequately describe the depth of my gratitude for such a selfless act of love. Thank you, Jesus, for paying the price for my redemption. Amen.
Amen. How grateful we are for the blood of Christ. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We do have several additional features on the site today, several pictures. But what you may find interesting are several songs. And one of them is a song that I was listening to yesterday afternoon, ironically, as I mowed the lawn. And it's a song by Matt Redman, a contemporary Christian song called Nothing But the Blood. I have that song up. I also have the traditional version, and in the background today, and I have it as a link as well, is a beautiful instrumental piano version. Well, have a blessed day today. You may hear our cat meowing in the background. She's observing some birds outside. And today, be thankful. Keep in mind how wonderful the sacrificial blood of Jesus is for each one of us.